Welcome to the Brown and Balance podcast. I'm your host, De'Asia.
And I'm your girl, Stephanie.
And this podcast was created to provide a safe space and have healthy conversations.
Where we expose you to our friendship of 16 years and we balance motherhood, friendships, and becoming entrepreneurs.
Thank you for listening to the show. Back to execution time. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Brown and Balance podcast. I'm your host, De'Asia.
And I'm Stephanie. So thank you so much for tuning back into another episode with us. I know these last two topics have been a little deep, so hey.
Y'all love it here or not?
Okay, don't leave us.
I'm so tired of y'all being such a quiet community, though. Oh, my God.
You know what? I think once we get on more platforms, y'all going to make a little bit more noise. Maybe we got to start going live with y'all to take some Q&A.
I think we should do, like, going live. We're not active enough on social media, though, because we done had way too many, like, good topics. So, I guess I'm going to have to do, like, some little polls on Instagram and put them in the stories.
We can do lives together.
Like we never we around like, each other.
We don't
enough.
Have to be around each
oh,
other.
Oh, you talking about like on FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do some FaceTime ones and just have y'all just Facebook. Drop in like some little recommendations of like topics that y'all want to hear. So we don't know what y'all want to hear, but y'all listening. Okay. And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we like totally suck because we always forget to do Artists of the Week. I'm so sorry, y'all, but I definitely had Artist in a Week.
I don't think we forgot. I think our topics was just getting too good.
We just be like, talking too much. It be getting too loud.
Okay, because whenever God come up, baby, ain't no other distraction at that point.
So my Artist of the Week was Damani for Everlasting featuring DC Young Fly. And I'm so sorry. I do not T-Yasa? Know that other guy's name. Yes.
Okay. T-Yasa. I like Damani. I do.
Yeah.
He's a very conscious young man.
Featuring DC Young Fly, and like I said, I'm not sure of the other guy's name, but again, the name of the song was called Forever Lasting. Mm. Woo!
I don't think I heard
that. That song got me in a frenzy, and it has the girls on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We are all in a frenzy. Baby, that song right there.
I'm gonna have to
when DC came in singing, I was like, ooh.
DC is definitely underrated with
his talent. He is so freaking talented. I'm going to need him to drop an album. But he got another song, too, that I really like. Just DC by himself. But, yeah, whenever you guys get a chance, go check that out. If you feel like you just want to kind of just, I don't know, you about to get ready to go on a date. Or you finna just get ready to go out. Or you doing your makeup. Or working out. Or just wasting some time. That I don't know. I feel like that song is, like, the perfect balance for literally anything that you're about to do. So, check it out. Forever Lasting.
I'm going to check it out because I haven't heard it. So, I don't know where I've been. I've been underneath a rock, apparently.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. You don't know about Risa Tisa. You don't know about no trending topics in the other podcast.
No, it's not even that. It's
she
just,
living Bikini Bottom.
No, it's you know what? It's like I see everything online. It's just I don't always engage with everything online. I be real, real particular at what I give my time to sometimes.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know, like when everybody was talking about that 50... hard video about that lady and that double life man. Girl, that was my business.
I felt like, yeah, I don't like the trendy stuff. Like, just me personally, I feel like it's a little corny. Like, everybody, like, it's corny. Because you see it so often. Like, people just don't have their own originality or, like, a mind of their own. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as a podcaster, now it is kind of my responsibility to kind of pay attention to what's going on with the current. Although this is our own platform, we can talk about whatever we want. But I think that it makes for interesting topics. It also brings awareness, you know, to what's going on, especially that conversation about narcissists. Because I'm sure it's a lot of women and a lot of men who have dealt with both genders. And, you know, I thought the video was very, like, informative, her sharing her story. So I try to say it's unfortunate, but I know that it helped a lot of people, too, because that lady got over a million
everybody
views.
Everybody tonight went through all their man phone, like, hold on.
Yeah, they probably was all checking, for real. But don't go looking for nothing, because you're going to find
girl,
it.
Girl, don't hurt your
pickable.
Feelings. Pickable. Girl, say
you're
going
to be crying, going to be looking like that little gif or that mouse when he be like, that little mouse, and they be crying, holding the wall, Jerry. He was like, yeah, you're going to be crying.
No, that's real the truth, though. When you go looking for something, you definitely
you gonna find it. Your feelings gonna be hurt.
You don't even know what you're looking for. You're gonna find something.
You're gonna find something. You're gonna be mad.
So be careful what you ask for.
So don't do it, Bloodbath.
Careful what you ask for. If you really want to know, trust me, God gonna reveal
God it. God gonna reveal it, though. So like, you ain't even gotta go looking for nothing for. Because he gonna reveal it every time. But y'all know everything always come back full circle. You ain't even got to go looking for it. As long as you trust yourself and your freaking intuition,
intuition is what's going to tell you. You're going to feel it anyway. That's your intuition.
It's going to tell you every time.
Girl, them little bubble gut feelings. You ain't got to use the bathroom, girl. That's you.
Y'all know I told y'all that story about what I got when I got cheated on. Well, that was like way at the beginning of the episodes, though, y'all. My intuition had told me, like, that whole day, like, my stomach was hurting and it was in knots. But I felt like I just needed to see it for myself. Baby, I knocked on that door and I seen it for myself. Insanity.
You ain't need to see it.
Crazy.
No
more. I didn't need to know nothing else. Like, I just got my answer. Like, I got my confirmation. It was right there. It was like the confirmation was right there to the point where I didn't even know what to do with it, though. I was like, oh, like, I wanted it to be wrong so bad. Like, Lord, please let me get to this door. Listen. And you know, and I'm tripping. Like, I feel like that's what you tell yourself. Like, I want to get to this door and just be like, I'm tripping. I don't really know.
Like, I'm overdoing it.
Yeah, no, I'm overthinking. Hell no, I got to that door and I'm like, what?
I am in a testament of going through baby, somebody's I know you phone. Lying. And baby, I found more than what I was bargaining for. And listen, I promise you, I ain't
death drop.
Girl, when I tell you my heart, and that's the crazy part, I seen everything that I needed to see.
Ooh.
And I still chose to decide to try to forgive somebody and try to dust that stuff underneath the rug. And that's what I was talking about in the last episode about choosing yourself. When you finally get tired of
you
dusting
get tired.
Things under the rug for somebody else's comfortability, baby.
And I told y'all, my grandma said you can only brush so much stuff up under the rug before it be too much stuff up under the rug. You can't hide that stuff no more.
It's
you cannot hide
out.
That. That's what I'm saying. You can't hide that feeling. It's messy now.
It's leaking.
It's
out the
overspilling.
Closet.
That's what I'm saying. It's overspilling. You can't even close it.
I don't
you
even
can't ignore
do that
it.
I don't. You know, you can't I would never put myself.
Nah,
in that
if I see something again. Like that, like nah, like you gotta walk away right then and there.
You do. You gotta trust your intuition and your discernment to know that God revealed this for a purpose.
I was so mad at God. I'm like, seriously.
You'll be more upset that you be like, God, why take this long?
Man, I used to be going through the dumbest stuff. I never forget y'all, in high school, one of my other I guess you could call it childhood sweetheart, high school sweetheart. This man we had a little on and off relationship, but this nigga broke up with me right before I had to take a math test. And I hate math. I said, please, to my teacher, can I take this tomorrow? I'm not in the mindset to take this. Like, I lied and said that my stomach was hurting. I ended up getting the pink eye, though, y'all. I cried so hard, I got the pink eye to the point where I could not go to school. I got the pink eye.
Like, somebody farted.
I literally was like, but nobody did it. It was from me rubbing my eyes and crying. It was from me. He did fart. Farted on my heart. He farted on my heart.
He
farted on my heart. That's gonna be the name of this episode. He farted on my heart.
That's not funny, but it's dirty. Just like, it's, you know, it's good to be able to laugh about the stuff you've been through instead of crying.
Oh my God, I swear, y'all, I feel like that's so funny.
You can make jokes about it.
Yes, you can make jokes about it, and I think that it's so relatable because I'm almost. It's sometimes it feel like y'all right here, but y'all not right here. I was about to be like, raise your hands. And how many times did you break up with a nigga or a nigga broke up with you and you was at work? Whoo! You be so ready to get through that shit.
You're on your way to work.
Let me tell you.
No, the worst thing is when you argue in the text messages and they be like eight paragraphs at a time. You waiting on them dot, dot, dots. Like, baby, I'll be watching that bubble. Like, what he finna say? What he finna say? I'll be ready. I'll be cracking my fingers. Like, come on now.
It be that breakup.
Hey, no. What?
I be ready to clock
out. You know the worst
out.
Thing is when you argue with somebody and you didn't have the good comeback until 10 hours later.
You oh, like, yeah, then you be trying to think that. Of something. Yeah, oh, yeah, you for sure read back through the messages so many times.
This
and you be thinking,
like,
why did I say that?
Anybody that knows me, I say this so humbly and so respectfully. If it's ever an important conversation, do not text me. I do not want to argue. I don't want to get anything misconstrued because of things like that.
I ain't gonna lie, one of my gifts is my word, so I will eat somebody up with some words. So you better leave me alone. So I will tear you up.
Okay.
Verbally and non-verbally. Like, in text messages, that's what I'm saying. But I will tear you up with some words. I made people cry before.
I don't like, this is the whole thing. I don't like my mean side. I don't like.
I don't like that though. Yeah, I don't get no joy in it. But if you push me there, I'm like, you're gonna be crying. Your feelings gonna be hurt. You gonna need a band-aid.
Girl, that was me when me and Deja got in an argument. I ain't gonna lie. When me and Deja got in an argument, I'd be so sad.
I'd be mad.
I'd be sad. I get mad and then I get sad. I
don't know if I get sad.
I think I get so mad.
A little part of me gets sad.
I get sad because I don't like fighting with people that I love.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. A little part of me do get sad. I be mad, but I know how to bring myself out of it. And it kind of goes back to, I had made a reel too on Instagram, like about our little business and stuff. And I just always bring it back to the intentions, because our relationship is far from perfect. Like, we fight, we argue, we'll fight, we'll make up. But I think it always goes back to episode one, and just the way that we have our friendship is just being intentional about the person. As long as your intentions, you know, remain the same and you know how much you care about that person, you're going to fight for them.
And our relationship ain't got to make sense to nobody else but
us. It really don't. And yeah, that's, it really
but that's
don't.
With any relationship that you got.
Yeah, that's true.
Your relationships don't have to make sense to nobody but you. But if it don't make sense to you, that means that something's wrong.
Yeah, that means something wrong. Yeah, and it all just goes back to how that person make you feel. If my friend make me happy and, you know what I'm saying, like she bring joy in my life, it don't matter what you think about her. That's my person. That's my person that make me happy. Now, if I'm coming to you about something else and she done pissed me off again, girl, that ain't your friend. That's not your friend.
Oh, I'll be quick to say, ain't that your friend?
Ain't that your friend?
I'll be trying to be so respectful, because I'm so not territorial, but I'm just so loyal. And if I feel like anybody's mistreating people that I love and I notice it before they do, I just be like, okay. And I just listen, okay.
Ain't that your friend?
Because I said, that's your business, though. I'll be like, but you going to keep allowing this person to play in your face, but all right. I said, we gonna learn one day.
I am so for my friends having other friends. I don't feel like I'm very territorial at all.
I'm loyal.
I'm loyal, but I'm not a, like, you know how some people, when you get another friend, your friends will be like jealous and be like, oh, you're trying to replace me. No, you got another friend. I don't like,
this, so I don't but have to feel
I, that's what I'm saying. I don't like females like that, because it's like, now you letting your insecurities pour into the friendship. Like, if you know that we solid and we good, you should not worry about, you know, what somebody else is doing in my life. In a true friendship, you should want me to have other people.
I
was just about to say that you should want for me to have other friends, you know, that's gonna love and value me if you see the value in me as a person. Don't think that it makes me less valuable because somebody else is connected to me.
First of all, the type of person that you are, I already know I gotta share you with other people. I would never be that stingy.
My daughter hates sharing me with other people. That's what makes it so funny.
I would never be that stingy.
Ooh, my daughter be crying. She'd be like, you don't love me. I'm like, why? Because you was being nice to, like, my little sister Jordan. She'd be like, you was being nice to Jordan. I'm like, I love both of y'all, but she all over you. Oh, she hates sharing me, so.
But
I don't know how that's going to work if I get in a relationship.
That's because she's a kid.
Yeah.
But when she get older, it's going to be different.
No, she feel like that with friends, too. Why do you always call me? You? Sis be mad. Oh, my baby want all my time and my attention.
She probably don't want to be ignoring her, but like,
why you calling my mama? Ignore. Right.
On FaceTime.
Right. I ain't even see your call. Nyla be like, Nyla be like, block. No, Nyla do be having my phone. That's what's so funny.
That's so funny. That's funny, actually. But no, I love the people that love you.
Yeah.
And that's I say that so respectfully. Like, I love people that treat you well. And I know when somebody's treating you well when you talk highly of them.
Yeah.
So if anybody's ever treating you well, I would never ever be like, oh no, forget about her. What would I look like? I should want you to be happy and have other
friends.
That's
like what you was just telling me, like, about your new friend. I'm like, okay, like, well, I don't know if I call her your new friend. You just upgraded her to your best friend. So that's like a big deal.
Why
that
kind of
bring me to, that's a best friend, right? What's the difference between a bestie and a best friend? Oh, please explain different. That to me. Oh, please.
So
what's
the difference? I would say a bestie is an upgrade from a friend. So, like, I feel like you have your acquaintance.
Okay.
So you have strangers.
Okay, wait. So before you go.
Okay.
Y'all, she dropping some friendship gems right now. So there's levels because to how you just treat people when it comes to friends. At least that's how she
if
does.
If anybody knows me, I don't use terms loosely.
Facts.
So if I call you certain things, I mean it very, like, for real. I mean that for real. So you have your strangers. You have your acquaintances mm-hmm. where you're a little bit more familiar than a stranger. You know okay. them by name base.
Right.
You may know something basic about them, like right, their age right. or where they work or they got kids, they're married. That's basic information.
Yeah, that's basic. Surface yeah, level, you're no okay? longer a stranger. Yeah.
And then after you make your acquaintance, you have friends. Mm-hmm. Then you have close friends. Your close friends can turn into besties. Yeah. That's where I feel like that's where that line draws for me. So okay. I have a close friends and I have mm-hmm. besties. Those mm-hmm. are like a slash right there where they're like on the same playing field. Mm-hmm. And then you have your best friends and your sisters. Mm-hmm. I feel like those two different things. Because if I call you my sister, that's different, girl. That's way different than me saying it's best different. Friend. Mm-hmm. I remember Diaz used to get mad because I used to say, I have another friend, and I was like, oh, my mm-hmm. best friend. She's like, well, I'm like, no, I'm like, you my sister. Like, I'm like, that's two different things. Like, you.
Yeah, we get mad.
It ain't no comparison. Like,
and that's kind of funny because I totally felt like I just contradicted myself. I don't feel like that no more, but in the past, I used to feel like that. I'd be like, oh, no. I used to almost feel like if somebody heard for real. Say, oh, my best friend, I'd be like, oh no, it'd feel like that person cheating on me. Like, what you mean you got another best friend?
But this whole thing, if you know,
but I don't feel like that.
You
no
know
more.
Your place in my heart, and you know your place.
That's what
in
I just
life.
Said. As long as you know your place and like the value that you bring mm-hmm. as a friend, you shouldn't be worried about somebody else. And I used to be the friend where I wanted all my friends to be friends, but now in my 30s and the way that I'm moving now, I want to just focus on the individual relationships yeah. first and strengthen those before I try to bring everybody in the room and like force females to be friends together, because everybody just not gonna vibe and just kind of like, you know, gel together the way that I would want them to.
Infamous for that, to be like, oh, I think you're gonna like this person. I'm like, am I?
I used to be like am that. I don't do that no more.
And you know what's crazy? Deja used to, I don't know if I was that friend for her, but she always felt like she needed to have like a little pep talk with me before she introduced me to somebody. Like, oh, I need you to be nice. And I'm like, I'm always nice. I'm like, I just observe how they treat you, and then I'm according to that, then mm-hmm. I'm gonna see how I'm gonna treat you. Mm-hmm. That's just where my loyalty lies. Like, it has nothing to do with nothing else. Like, how I can talk to anybody. I'm really not a mean person. I know I have an RBF face, but I'm not a mean person if you talk to me. I'm really
that's
not.
If they talk to you. I will say you. I don't get the impression that you go and talk to people first. You kind of wait for people to talk to you.
That's not true. It's not, because if that's the case, we can say that about both of us. Because you don't.
Oh,
no,
I'm very outgoing.
But if I ask somebody else, they would feel something different. That's
I don't
what
know
saying.
Who. Because I was about to say, I don't wait for other people to speak to me. Especially at, like, if I go in a room full of strangers. I'm not going to wait on nobody else to speak to me. Because I know I'm the stranger in the room. So I'm just trying to gel in or get in where I can fit in. I'm going to be observative. But I'm going to kind of speak so I can break the ice. I will say that about me. I'm an icebreaker. I don't want to go nowhere and feel uncomfortable.
But that's me, though. I don't make anything uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I can't talk to anybody if I want to.
I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with that. No, I'm just saying I'm willing to go speak to somebody for sure.
I'm an observing person. That is very clear fact about me.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I'm a mean person. I'm nice to anybody. I can talk to anybody. I can be open with anybody. I can allow somebody to be open mm-hmm. with me. Because trust me, and when we in separate rooms, I'm pretty sure we get different vibes from different people.
Oh, for sure, because you're in a different room full of different people, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, when we're not together, other people see us differently, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, I just leave it at that. Like, God knows me. I just say it like that. I know the type of person I am. I know what type of friend I can be to somebody. I know mm-hmm. what type of value I can be to somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to just learn, can they be a value to me?
Okay. Now, that's a good way of looking at it. I got to make sure that you can be a good value to me. But yeah, when I go in the room, like I said, I always been like that though as a kid. My grandma told me, like, when I was in the, what did she say? I want to say kindergarten. She said on the first day of school, of course, I don't remember this because my grandma told me, but that just brings a point to the type of personality I've always had as a kid. She said on the first day of school, all of the little kids was crying because they wanted to go back home with their mommies. And I was like, no, don't cry. It's okay. We're going to have fun. I'll be you guys' friends. She was just saying, like, you got the gift of gab. Like, you always know how to just go in the room and like talk to people.
I think that's funny you said that, because I talked to you before when we first met. I came up to you.
Yeah, you did. Because in that situation,
we both were strangers.
I felt like we was just dumped there though. Like at that school, that whole setup.
But I had to come up to you. I did not have to talk to you at all.
No, you didn't have to come up to me, or else we probably wouldn't have known each other. But eventually, I feel like I probably would have came up to you and said something, though. Yeah. That's why I said I have the gift of gab. That's just something about me. Everywhere I go, people always say that.
When it's valued.
Let me tell you, this gift, that's part of my plan and, like, the purpose over my life. I just go in a room and people are just drawn to the energy and the light over me. So I can just go in and just kind of just make it work for me. Now, if it don't work, I'm going to speak and then I'm going to make my exit. Now, when I don't feel valued and appreciated in that room, it's a deuces now. Because now I feel uncomfortable. Especially if I had to break the ice already and the ice still not broken. Yeah, I got to go.
I really do.
I feel uncomfortable now.
I believe our traits or our characteristics is based on how other people see us, not how we see ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because if you ask somebody else, and somebody who knows me or who met me, mm-hmm. they will give you a different opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I feel like it just depends on who you ask it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it do depend, but I'm just saying I'm so used to hearing it so much. I think that's why I'm so confident in what I'm saying. Because I've never heard nobody say anything differently. Like friends or family, like, oh, Deasia, everywhere she go, like, people always talking to her, or she always talking to them back everywhere I go. I've never really heard nothing differently. Like, oh, I met her and she was weird, or she was quiet, or no, because I'm not a quiet person. So if somebody ever said that, I'd be like, I don't know what they're talking about.
But it's just their lens.
It would be their perspective, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah, it would be their perspective. Asking. Yeah.
So as long as you know yourself, that's
yeah, as long as you know yourself, yes, and you comfortable with yourself.
Listen, she ain't about to dampen me talking about I'm a hard person. I don't talk to people. I don't know how to talk to people.
I don't think you a hard person. I'm just saying you're not a outgoing person.
That's
like
why
you
I
don't
that's
go up to them and be like, hello. No.
Just because I don't walk up to somebody don't mean I'm not outgoing.
So what's your definition of outgoing?
Outgoing means you can have a conversation with anybody and they can feel comfortable with you.
That's outgoing too.
Outgoing does not mean that you have to.
You don't have to be loud to be outgoing. Yeah,
that's what
I don't think you
I'm
have
not,
to be loud.
I'm not a loud person.
Yeah, never you don't have to be loud to be outgoing.
So I think that's where we get the definitions different, right?
Yeah, but I'm not saying you got to be loud. If you go in the room and like you just said, and people, you able to connect with different people and they feel comfortable talking to you and they just kind of feel that warm sense from you. Yeah.
Girl, it's all
I would
in
say
the
that's
smile.
Outgoing.
It's all in the smile and
yes.
it's all in your presence. It's in your presence.
Yes, it's in your presence. Because I don't know what it, right. What in the world?
I'm sorry. Caught me off guard.
No, that caught me off guard. Like what in the snowflake
what?
Angels?
It's March.
It is March.
The end of March.
But this is Michigan as well. This is Michigan.
Made me so
Michigan. That's Michigan for you. My grandma snow. Said it was going to snow, though. She did say that. But she said it was going to snow on Monday. Okay. Wise grandma.
That's
what really threw me
right.
off. I was going to say, as long as you know yourself, though, that's a good point about knowing yourself.
Because can nobody take that away from you? Like, if you know yourself mm-hmm. and you know the type of, like you just said in the mm-hmm. previous episode, if you know your heart posture.
Yes.
And the type of person that you are or your
mm-hmm.
character.
Mm-hmm.
Because the character is what speaks louder than anything. So if somebody
girl,
knows
that
you're reliable,
speak
you're
volumes.
Dependable, you're loyal, you can be funny, you
mm-hmm.
can bring joy to people, you can make others laugh
yes.
just by being yourself.
Yes.
That's, to me, is more important in your character than me having to go up talking to everybody like, hey, oh my God, like my name's that girl. You
are. Yeah, it's about the type of, yes, like, it's about the type of heart and the type of person you are, yeah.
It's the
sure.
feeling. It's the vibe you get. It's the energy that you receive that transfers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirit that transfers. From
I person. Think that's what can kind of get things messed up too, though, because you can meet somebody and then their energy might give off a different vibe. But when you really get to know them or kind of break those walls down, you'd be like, whoa, you're not like that at all. I don't know if you've ever met anybody like that where you might think that they. I know I have met people where I might have thought that they were unapproachable or mean at first. And it kind of gave me energy where I didn't want to get to know them. But once I did, I'm like, this is not how that person is at all. They're actually very nice.
I feel like that's
or very warm.
Story of my life. But more so, honestly, I feel like it's mostly with women.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been with guys. It's always, oh, I thought you was a B-I-T-C-H. Like, oh, you look so mean.
Mm-hmm. And but then so they get to know
yeah,
you.
I'm like, but did you say something to me? Or was you just staring at me? Because
yeah,
you
may
stare,
or
I'm stare back.
Yeah, don't formulate your own opinion.
Okay. Because I would break the ice and be like, hi.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem, too. We got to stop just judging people off of, like, you know, first look basis.
Yeah, because you don't know what they're going through.
Because you don't know what they're going through. And if you didn't take the time to actually try to reach out to that person or speak first, then you can't judge them and say, oh, that person is mean or they're nasty. You don't know them.
Yeah. You don't.
You have to give everybody a fair chance, and you can't judge people
until they prove you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you do talk to them or you get to know them, I never understood that about females and just women in general. I don't like her. Why? Because I just don't.
You know what that is? That's envy.
Girl, you don't like her spirit. You don't like that favor up over her. So I've had girls like that about me. How you don't like me? Because I got a light on me and you just a dark person.
Girl, I'm pretty sure both of us. And I think honestly, I think that's what be throwing people off is that we've been friends for so long.
Like, how you don't?
Because we done had so many people trying to tear us apart. Trying to tell us about each other, like, oh, she's so fake, or this and the third, or da da da.
I didn't get that impression. Yeah, and I feel like you can't tell me something about my friend that I didn't experience. I'm like,
huh? Who are you talking about?
Who you? Right? Who said that? I be like, she ain't. I didn't get that vibe. I didn't get that impression.
I'm like, she was rude to you? I said, she not a rude person. So what'd you do?
What did you do? Yes. Like, I'm so defensive over my friends. I'd be like, no, that's not that type of person at all. So you had to rub them the wrong way. Or you not telling me the whole story. Something went wrong.
Oh, because people never. People
why you feel so comfortable? Yeah, that's what I'm like. And then it's kind of like you got to try to see stuff from both sides, too, though.
That's why you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, even.
And don't take things personal, either.
You cannot take anything personal because I promise you, it's never about you. And it's always about them.
Yeah, when somebody like, be nasty, it don't have nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what that person is going
what you
through.
Think about that little, that voice. She was so nasty and so rude.
Oh, my God. I'm so nasty and so rude. And she just kept saying it. So nasty and
because
so
at that
rude.
Point now it's humorous because you're like, oh, I was so nasty, I was so rude. Like,
so
oh,
nasty
okay, interesting,
so
like
rude.
Interesting. But what did you do? Like, tell
that's
the whole
thing. I never got that from Nene. I don't think Nene is nasty and rude. To me, she has an outgoing personality.
Exactly. But other people would say something otherwise. Just like you said, it's people who will just not like you just because of the anointings. That's
yeah, they gonna
you,
not like you just because of you, just because of the
just
calling
because
of your life.
They don't fit into your world.
Yes, and I always had to be careful over that. Like. I almost felt like I used to try to, like, make myself shrink to fit in the rooms and to, like, at one point try to fit in, like, with other girls. I wouldn't say I'm a follower. I've never been a follower. But when I say shrink myself, not allowing people to see, like, my full personality because I always had, like, different prophecies and different things spoken over my life. So I would be kind of scared to share those gifts or those different things that I knew about myself to other people because I feel like people would taint it, people would judge it, and people would laugh at it, and people would just, because I've shared it to a few people before, like, oh no, like, girl, you crazy, like, you're not going to be on TV, or you're not going to be this, or your personality not as big as you think it is, or this, that, and third. I'm like, okay.
Anybody who's willing to try
so
to
so he used to just try to make
you,
me, like, shut down.
Listen, yeah. Anybody who's willing to try to destroy you, or your character, or anything that you stand for, is a person that doesn't deserve your energy anyway.
They don't. I had to learn that the hard way. Like, you know what? If I'm just only stuck with, like, three friends, then so be it. But I literally used to feel like I couldn't be, like, my
quality
full, most
quantity.
Vulnerable self when it came to girls. Like, in high school or probably even, like, college experiences, too. Like, nope. Because I don't want my friends to think that I'm trying to outshine them or that I'm better than them. So, I'm going to just take a step back and just not even get, like, my full personality.
Glad they ain't around them, huh?
Glad they're not around. They're gone. They're dead.
Shoot, get back.
Well, as y'all can see. As y'all can see, clearly walking in my purpose, so.
Listen,
I don't care who doesn't like it.
Listen, all the stuff y'all tried to do to tear this friendship apart, we still ooh! Here.
Still
surprise,
standing.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
But that's what happens when that's, you're intentional about your friends.
Oh, you know what? And I think that's the thing, though. People try to tear away your friendship because they be envious of it. They want that friendship for themselves. They see the type of friend you are to your friend, and they be wanting that
they
so
want that
bad.
Same.
But instead of just coming
you
in
be a
with
good,
good
friend
intentions.
To get a good friend.
Yeah, but instead of just coming in with, like, good intentions, it's like.
You could have had that friend.
You could have had that.
Or
you probably
had
a
friend
like
that. And got that reciprocated.
Thank you. Use us as the example then. And try to show up and be more intentional
okay,
about your friendship.
We are not perfect.
We not perfect. That's why I said that. Like, we are not perfect. We be fighting. We be arguing. We be making up. We get on each other's nerve. We be getting sarcastic and nasty with each other.
So
nasty.
So rude.
But we'll get back to it and be like, oh, girl, I'm sorry.
But you know, because we can make each other laugh. Because I'm like, girl, we not even mad at each other for real. Like,
just take that little shade and just go on with like, your day with
it
now.
Okay.
Ooh,
we on vacation.
Ooh, a lot of leaves falling. It's a lot of leaves falling.
You're but that's why you got to be intentional. You have to know your people. You have to know the friends that you keep around you, the energy that transfers to you. Because that envy, that did y'all know that's a sin?
Envy is a sin.
Pride is the devil.
Do you, would you say that envy and jealousy is the same thing?
Ooh, okay. That's a good question. I'm, you know what?
I know.
I'm going to say this. I think, I'm going to say envy is an action. And I feel like jealousy is like a verb. Like I feel like jealousy is a thought. Mm-hmm. Envy is when you secretly are wishing down, like downfall on somebody.
To me, I feel like they are kind of one and the same because envy depends, to me, I feel like envy is like when you kind of look at somebody, but somebody could be envious of you maybe in a good way too, though. Like they like your lifestyle or something, but they not necessarily jealous of it, but they envy where they like, oh, I want that, but I can't afford it or I can't get that, but they not jealous of it, but they kind of want it for themselves. But the thing is, envy can turn into jealousy.
And it turns real,
you know,
ugly,
like it, yeah, it can turn real ugly. It can get real dark, you know, real fast.
If your friends are in competition with you, or are you in competition with your friends, they're not your friends.
Have you had friends like that in the past where you felt like they was
I had
being like competitive like that?
I had a cousin, and I ain't saying no names, but I had a cousin like that where every she ain't listening anyway. But but I had a cousin who every time I did something, and this is the whole thing, it's how personal I am, is I share my joy with people. And that's why I had to learn how to, when to,
that's what I'm saying, you can't even share certain stuff, like but certain stuff you gotta keep to yourself.
For example, she was the type of person where it's like, if I tell her that I'm talking to somebody, she'll sneak around and try to talk to them too.
Oh Jesus.
And that's what I'm saying, like, but she'll be the one that'll be trying to put a bug in that person's ear, like, oh well, she really liked this, or she liked to act like this, but oh no baby, what is you doing? Because I would never, ever do, I would never talk bad about you, because I love you.
That is so sad, because I had a friend like that in the past before, too. And, like, the girl literally was so jealous that she would be talking to my boyfriend. Face. Never saw it in my face. Would be talking to my boyfriend, lying, saying I'm cheating on him, that I was talking to other guys, doing this, that, and that. And it's like, girl, you know how much I love and like cater and like care about my relationship. And you're trying to taint my relationship because you... She wanted him, for one.
You know, it wasn't even that she wanted him. She wanted what you... She just wanted you... She just didn't want you to have it.
Yeah, she didn't want me to have it. And what was so sad was the girl literally had everything that I didn't have. Like, as far as, like, you know, having, like, a well home, like, a mother. And if you know me, then you knew, like, the way that I, you know, grew up and, like, didn't have certain things. Like, very much materialistic stuff. Had everything that a child could probably ever want or imagine a thing to have. She didn't want for nothing. So, it would be so sad when you see people like that. Like, how are you jealous of somebody that don't even have half the stuff that you have? That's why I was like, you know what? It's literally the anointing. I couldn't even get a hairstyle without this girl trying to get the same hairstyle. I'm like, what's going on? You was not thinking about getting this. Girl, literally. This girl was watching Queen Latifah's. Then all of a sudden, you want to start getting sew-ins. And still look like a little boy. But still look like a little boy.
But it's sad, though, when people are in competition. But that's how you miss your blessings, though, being in competition.
Yes. You are blocking your own blessings. Like, jealous.
You could have had the same thing. You could have shared in this joyous moment, this achievement with me, with the success. You could have been here with me. Jealous, you chose to drag yourself down.
Jealousy is a block for your blessings. Literally.
It's a D&D permanent on your life.
It's bad.
It's a do not disturb on your life, girl. It's where you don't even allow good things to happen to you because you so consumed idea of thinking about other people and what other people have. That's when you take everything you have for granted.
And that's why we, you know, say this all the time too, that comparison is the thief of joy. Like, you're stealing away your own joy, your own opportunities, your own happiness, your own identity, your own individuality, because you're so consumed and focused on another person. Focus on your focus. Don't focus on me.
Okay.
Cause you missing everything that God got for you because you too busy focusing on me.
Like, you right here, but you need to go over there.
Yeah, you can have the same type of relationship. You can have the same type of things that somebody else have. If you put the work in, and if you take that envy and that jealousy out of your heart and be happy for people.
You know what? I said that to somebody before. I said, I'm a pray this petty bone out your body.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand no petty person.
That tit for tat. Listen,
pray for that.
I've known a lot of tit for tat type of people where, oh, I didn't do it because you did this. I said, really? Mm-hmm. Like, you were still on it? Like, if that hurt you, why didn't we just talk about it?
Why wouldn't you just talk about it and then, like, work through it and just navigate through it?
That pettiness. Because, pettiness.
Relationships take work, guys. Every relationship, especially friendships, those take the most work. I look forward to my friendships with my friends to where we're going to be older one day. We're going to have gray hair together. We're going to travel together and be on cruises. I look forward to attending my friends' children graduations, their weddings, you know, being the, what do you call it? I was about to say being the best man. Or the best woman.
We're going to be in a nursing home together.
Maid of honor. So, like, I just look forward to those moments. Yeah, just being old together and talking shit with your friend. Like, oh, girl, remember when we used to do this back in the day? I look forward to the growth of that. Being successful.
But that's, like, the most beautiful thing to look forward to is the growth. It's the journey.
You're going to go through so much with your friends. You learn them through everything. They should know you more than anybody know you. Going through breakups with them, new relationships with them.
Are they really going through new jobs? Been through them seasons?
Yes, going through new jobs, new promotions, new career changes, new ideas. Everything that they go through, you got to go through it with them. And you have to have grace and patience over your friends. Because I feel like, I just wanted to touch on this real quick, how Stephanie had mentioned on the last episode about, like, the last 3 weeks of her life, like, how she was going through it. I kind of noticed, like, that shift and that change in her. And it was not translating the best. And I'm saying this to her now for the first time, you know, like, on the podcast. It wasn't translating the best to me, like, in the friendship. Like, with us having, like, little tick-for-tack moments and stuff and, like, little disagreements here and there that probably could have turned into arguments, but it didn't because I felt like I was wise enough and I really prayed for my friend, you know, like, she not the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's fighting other problems. And as a friend, I have to be able to recognize that. Like, sometimes your friends could be going through stuff that they might not, like, share or reveal to you at that time. And instead of judging your friends or saying, oh, she being shut off, or oh, she being weird, or oh, she always got an attitude. Like, your friend could be, like, really going through something. So.
And
I was trying to show up for her.
And like, you did. And you did. You always do. And it's always appreciated. And I feel like in those moments, I had to hold myself accountable. Mm-hmm. So I know that I apologized to you so many times. Like, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you good.
Like, I was snapping. Like, I was snippy with a whole bunch of people. I was snippy at work. I was just short with a lot of things because I felt like I needed to be firm in my decision. And I couldn't do that and still have this soft spot sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, I know that I'm making the best decision. And I know.
Right, because you said that you felt like you was changing. But I was saying, when it come back to, like, your friendships, you got to, that's a strong friend to be able to recognize that their friend is kind of, like, not themselves right now. Like, you can't look at their situation and be like, oh, she got a nasty attitude. She being short with me. So I'm like, you know what? No, man, you got to really back in. You got to pray for your friend. And you got to be intentional and say, God, bring my friend back to a happy place in their life. Bring them ultimate peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they fighting with that I don't see, please break that. Take that away from them. I really been praying for my friend. Like, I don't play that. Heavy on the praying.
No, I appreciate the prayer. I'm trying not to cry. Because
girl, I'm not crying on this podcast because we didn't cry a couple times.
Girl, you know I'm too sensitive. That's all. I'm sensitive as baby crap. But I am, but it's just like, those are the friends that you want to keep around. Mm-hmm. It's the people that pray for you. Yes. That pray with you. That pray for you, through you. Like, God blesses us through other people sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You know, those are the people that we can allow to try to pour it back into us when we feel like our cups are half full. You know, because I know that I've been there for Deasia when she was going through something.
We've both been
there through so many different seasons for each other. And I think that's why this is not a friendship that I'm willing to just discard or throw away so easily. That's why we're always fighting for this friendship, because we know what one another been through. Mm-hmm. We know what one another has.
We don't know what we're gonna face in the future, where we're gonna need each other. So, you know,
God brought us here for
where one person lacked, that's where the other person kind of gotta like pick it up. Baby. You know what I'm saying? Because there's gonna be some moments where y'all can't carry the load together. Your friend might be a little tired, and you might have to take a step back, and you might have to help her and give her a little bit of water and pour into her and say, "Get back up, come on, we got this." Yeah. Hell, you might have to sit down and take a break with her and just cry with her, like for real.
Okay, and y'all know I don't like crying in front of people, so it's like, yeah. Why cry for real? Like, those who...
Girl, that's what I'm saying. Like, I seen her go through some stuff. Like, that's what I said, over this last month, like, the transition and the shift. I done probably seen this girl cry at least a good... I say at least about a good 3 times. Oh, and that's not normal. Yeah, probably definitely by yourself, but what I've seen, that's not normal for me. So I'm like, oh, Lord. The last one was so bad. I'm like...
I couldn't stop
everything.
Yeah, sometimes I just can't breathe, and I just be having to just catch my breath. And
it make my heart hurt so bad when I see people cry, because I just be want to like
make you want to cry.
Yeah, it make you want to cry, and it just make you want to fix all their problems, and you can't. I think that's what hurt the most, is like you want to fix everything for your friend, like, and you want to take the puzzle of their life and just make it like happy for them. Like, look, everything's okay now, and they like, no, it's not. My life is falling apart.
I will say that about Deasia. Deasia is a very, very encouraging type of person.
Yeah, I
so
try.
Anybody who has had the pleasure of being introduced to her, being in her presence, being around her, y'all know what I'm talking about. This girl has poured into so many different souls. It's not even funny. Now, whether those souls appreciated or not, or got something from it, or received it, that's on them, and that's their business. Mm-hmm. Because she did what she was supposed to do, which is use her voice and use her calling.
Yeah.
So, when we didn't even really get to acknowledge her achievement, but she got recognized for being an inspirational person. And I think that is very befitting for her. Because of the type of soul that she carries. I know the type of soul that she carries. So I know when Deasia is snippy with me, or she got a little attitudes, or she hungry, or she got a headache. I'm like, you know what?
She got Cedric's extra strength.
Bro, okay.
In her purse somewhere funny.
Like, because I know.
Somebody get her extra strength now.
Because I know my friend. Like, I'm like, if I can be that type of person for you that you are for me, then why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, you gotta meet your friends halfway. You know what I'm saying? It's not always gonna
be like
show
up for your friends.
Flowers and daisies.
And not just when it's party time. That's what I'm saying, not when it's just time to celebrate them.
And I feel like that's celebrating them too. When they're sad, that's celebrating it. That's the time to celebrate your friend and to give her power back. Women are stronger together. Give your friend her power back and, you know, help her wipe her tears away. Like, I literally remember, like, helping her, like, wipe her face. Like, no, it's going to be fine. Like, until I find you some tissue. No, because you got to pour into them and let them know they worth. Like, yo, like, you don't deserve this. You're a good person. You're going to get through this, just like you got out of the last situation, and you're going to be okay. And you're going to come out better and stronger. So, I'm proud to see, like, how she's feeling in these, you know, left. These last few,
don't get,
you know,
twisted, y'all. Everybody else get this gangster.
Oh, for sure. Like, first of all, just to let y'all know, we only cry at nighttime.
Okay. No, I only cry I'm only crying if I'm in a safe space.
And I'm saying, like, niggas ain't gonna see me cry. I only cry at night.
At night.
Yeah, I'm a real thug. I don't cry during the day.
I ain't gonna lie. I cried during
when the
day.
Sun is out. I'm not crying.
Girl, I cried on lunch at work, and I had to go back to work. I cried at my cubicle, y'all. And I went to the bathroom, wiped my tears.
You know it's bad when you gotta cry at work. That's how I felt when that man sent me that text message, and I had to take that message. Nigga, you know I hate math. I don't know how to do this algebra. You gonna break up with me?
You know what? That shows you exactly who that person was. That's somebody's true color. And it was they didn't care about it.
Y'all wanna know the real killer? It was on Valentine's Day.
The audacity! You ain't tell me that.
It was on Valentine's Day. We got back together.
Did he get
though.
You a card? All right, we about to end the podcast. We're not doing this, we're standing on business
and that's what we want y'all to do. Yes, we should just name this episode standing on business. Stand on business when it comes to your friendships. Stand in business when it comes to taking care of yourself. Stand on business on everything we've been telling y'all about for the last 35 episodes.
Ooh, has it been that many?
It has been. By the time this one drops, stand on business for every... Never mind. Do it again. Ski. No, for real. Stand on business on everything that we've been telling you guys to do. Please. 2024 is literally the year to execute and to be happy and to walk into your purpose and to, like, blossom and to, you know, have stronger friendships, relationships, and the ones with yourself first.
And know yourself and don't let nobody tear you apart. Thanks. Because you are going to be the one that's going to have to put it back together.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So be strong and have strength in the fact that you have God by your side, that you can accomplish and do anything. Anything that you want to do, you can literally overcome anything. I know you don't think you can leave that man alone. You can't leave that girl alone.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can. You can't leave that job. Yes, you can.
That's just because you don't know who you're going to be without them. And trust me, you're going to be much better.
And I promise you, God already sees what he has in store for you. And it's going to be better. Keep that in mind, you guys. So we do appreciate you guys tuning into another episode. And I guess we're going to catch you on the next one.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening again. We love you guys so much. And we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Stand on Benny.
Stand on Benny.